Welcome to today's market report.
Tuesday saw a mixed trading season on Wall Street as the rare pullback in Apple stock hurt the Dow Jones average, which fell 60 points or 0.2%. However, the S&P 500 gained 0.4% and the Nasdaq jumped 0.8%, both settling in record territory. Investors have been boiled by in recent days by signs of the COVID-19 virus receding and the Trump administration forcing the pace of authorizing treatments for it, as well as by progress in trade relations between the US and China. However, economic data has shown a mixed picture as far as the global recovery is concerned. In Europe, the German IFO survey showed stronger than expected business sentiment, but consumer confidence dropped to a more than 6-year low in the United States this month, data showed on Tuesday, overshadowing a boom in new home sales. Renewed COVID containment measures and cuts to Fed unemployment benefits appear to be offsetting any positive boost from rising equity markets. GBP/USD seesaws around the intraday low of 130.132, currently at 130.138, following its pullback from 131.58 before Wednesday's London Open. In doing so, the cable fails to extend the previous day's recovery moves, the exception in the last 4 days amid the US dollar pullback. With the market's cautious move ahead of the key events on Thursday and Friday weighing on the pair, news suggesting the UK government's push for the coronavirus trials seems mostly ignored. Cable's potential decline to the 129.80 region looks to have been losing momentum as of late. Following the US push to find the pandemic's cure, either via rushing for vaccine deals or authorising plasma usage for treatment, the British policymakers also lose strength for UK drug maker. British drug maker AstraZeneca has begun testing an antibody-based cocktail for the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, adding to recent signs of progress on possible medical solutions to the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, said Reuters. The University of Cambridge is aiming to make a vaccine that will not only protect from SARS-CoV-2 but also other related coronaviruses that may spill over from animals to humans.
Eurodollar faces rising bets of a move below 170.40 in the next weeks. The US dollar nursed losses against most currencies today as traders braced for US data expected to show a slowdown in durable goods orders. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.